So the next item that we will consider is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Connecticut Democratic State Central Committee. We have Scott Delsler and Susanna Patius from the Audit Division here to discuss the matter. And I see Ms. Ipa Alberico, so good morning all. Please proceed.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, ADRM, on the Connecticut Democratic State Central Committee, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on November 24, 2021. The ADRM provides the audit staff's recommendation for four findings outlined in the draft final audit report. The four findings presented are: finding one, contributions from unregistered political organizations; finding two, record keeping for employees; finding three, reporting of debts and obligations; and finding four, reporting of apparent independent expenditures. We are available to answer any questions that you may have. Thanks.
Are there any questions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We've had some background communication, but I just wanted to confirm that I know that council had said that certain communications were coordinated, and I want to confirm that those are not included in your recommendation, that his statement only applies to some and not all of the communications. We're sure about that.
Yes. Sorry for interrupting.
I don't answer. I asked a question, you answered. I appreciate it. And those have been excluded from the recommended finding.
That is correct.
So on recommendation four, what it comes down to is whether we think the affidavit is significantly different from previous affidavits that the commission has accepted as evidencing VME. Is that right?
That's what we're asking. Yes, that's correct.
Does council have a view on that?
We don't have a specific view on that, given that in the past, the commission has not necessarily been consistent on whether affidavits in this regard without additional information suffice to show the VME.
Yes, we have struggled with this issue for quite a long time. But I have to say that when I compared this affidavit to another affidavit that we accepted in a previous instance, as counsel pointed out to us, it's a little more vague. The last one included the names of the volunteers. This one doesn't, but we have somebody who swore under oath that he supervised volunteers, that they were there, that there were, I think he said, 4 to 6 of them, and he listed what they did, and it was consistent with what we've, the kind of activities we've accepted for VME in the past. I would not be able to approve recommendation four. That's just me, but I think it is close enough to what we have accepted before that it would be inappropriate to ding these guys. I would prefer to see more information, but I think this probably gets me over the line.
Any further questions? I must admit, today is moving quicker than I thought it was going to.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Traynor.
I have a motion. If nobody has any other questions.
Thank you. Go ahead, Commissioner Traynor.
Okay. In the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Connecticut Democratic State Central Committee, A19-19, I move that the commission approve recommendation findings 1, 2, 3, and that recommendation finding 4 be moved to the additional issues section of the proposed final audit report.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question. Under the intricacies of Directive 70, I guess this is a question for Council again, am I correct that if the recommendation is affirmatively rejected by four or more commissioners, that it would be portrayed differently than if there's a split vote on it in the final report?
I believe that's correct, but I would actually ask either Lorenzo Holloway or Larry Calvert to weigh in.
Well, we would love the opportunity to see Mr. Holloway in particular one last time, I think.
Madam Chair, I have to apologize. I'm having some technical difficulties pulling up my Directive 70. So if Mr. Holloway can go, that would be very helpful.
Thank you, Mr. Calvert. Mr. Holloway.
Oh, well, actually, I thought you were going to answer, Larry. I don't have Directive 70 in front of me either. I would need to pull it up. But I believe this. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to put anybody on the spot. I think it is true. So my suggestion to Commissioner Traynor is that rather than just directing that it go to additional issues, that you might want to modify your motion to actually reject recommendation four, or to have a separate motion to reject recommendation four, because I believe that would get four votes.
I will accept that as a friendly amendment to my motion that we reject four instead of moving it to additional issues.
I think it still shows up in additional issues, but it is described differently.
Perfect. Then I will amend my motion to reject recommendation number four.
Thank you very much. We have Commissioner Traynor's motion with the amendment before the commission. Any further discussion? Then I'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes 5-0. Commissioner Walter will enter a vote later this evening. So let me thank you very much to the Audit Division.